With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now spoken since the killing of Hamas's top political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, in an airstrike in Tehran. Speaking through a translator, Netanyahu says he stands by his decision to retaliate against his country's enemies.
All these achievements in the last few months, we managed because we took brave decisions, and it wasn't easy. I had to make sure not to be under pressure from many places.
The prime minister's comments did not mention the killing. Both Hamas and Iran quickly blamed Israel for the assassination that risked escalating into an all-out regional war. The strike that killed Haniyeh came hours after Israel targeted a top commander in Iran's ally Hezbollah in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Also at SRNNews.com, a civil trial gets underway against the parents of an accused Texas school shooter.
Demetrios Pogorchis was a 17-year-old student when authorities said he killed eight students and two teachers at Santa Fe High School in 2018. He's been declared incompetent to stand trial, but family members of some of Pogorchis' victims are suing, seeking accountability and pursuing at least $1 million in damages. The lawsuit accuses the parents of knowing their son was at risk of harming himself or others. I'm Julie Walker.
Pay and benefits for America's workers grew more slowly in the April-June quarter than in the first 3 months of the year, a trend that could keep price pressures in check and encourage the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve. Compensation, as measured by the government's employment cost index, rose 0.9% in the second quarter, down from a 1.2% increase the previous quarter. The Dow ahead 189 points, the NASDAQ up 378. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris made an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly, and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy Howe, SRN News.
Harvest Ministries celebrated its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Approximately 2,000 people were baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. This event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw over 5,000 people make professions of faith. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a meat recall is expanding.
The popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th at the company's Jarrett, Virginia plant. It follows an earlier recall of more than 200,000 pounds of sliced deli meat. The new items include meat intended to be sliced at delis, as well as some packaged meat and poultry products. Two people have died and nearly three dozen have been sickened in 13 states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Advocates for Texas prisoners are asking a federal judge to declare the state's lack of air conditioning as unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. Only about a third of the 100 facilities in the state have full AC. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.